well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, and so today's the day we take some time to reflect and pray about our topic this week. We've been looking at how Jesus fulfills the law of the Old Testament. He said he didn't want to see any part of it thrown away, not even the smallest part, and that's a real challenge for his followers. Because so often there are parts of God's law that challenge us, that we don't really like, that we're afraid of. There are always those parts of God's law that are hard to follow with our hearts truly aligned. But Jesus says that's what he wants. The scribes and Pharisees of his day were all about just following the law because that's what it said and because you had to, and they had specific detailed applications of exactly how not to mess it up. You can see how easy it would have been to follow those laws without your heart really being in it, just because it was what everybody else was doing, because what people told you you had to do. Jesus wasn't looking for that. Jesus said he was here to fulfill the law, and that had to do with our hearts. With transforming the hearts of his followers, not to just blindly follow the law because they had to, but because it was who they are. Because he wants to inhabit our hearts, to be in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. To be transforming our hearts and minds to align with who he is in his kingdom, which is what was being described in all those laws written so long ago, communicated to God's people through Moses and through God's prophets. That had been built on over the years by, well, at least culminating in the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus wanted to get back to the original intent behind that, to the relationship that he'd always wanted with us. So let's take some time now to pray that God would do that work in us. I asked you to do that yesterday as well, but today we'll devote our time to that. I'll ask you wherever you are to take some time to pray, or that just looks like talking to God, either out loud, just quietly in your own heart. God, we thank you that you want a relationship with us. Thank you that you have wanted that for as long as we've existed, even when we've turned away from you, pushed you away, and rebelled against you. We thank you that you don't just want blind obedience from us, but that you want us, that you want to inhabit our hearts and transform us. We pray that we would open our hearts to you, that we would never resist that transformation, and that wherever there are parts of our lives where we do want to resist that, those would be the parts you work on first. We pray that you would put our hearts into this, that where our obedience is lacking, you would change our hearts first. And where our obedience exists but our heart isn't in it, you would change our heart second. Above all, Lord, we pray that you would change our hearts. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week after a day of rest and a day for community. We'll see you Monday.